What do you look for in a leader? Does he have to be tall, dark, and handsome? Does she have to be the right height, the right weight, and have the right color of hair? In our media-saturated world, appearance at times seems to weigh heavily in the selection of a leader. God has other standards. His ways are not our ways, and His leadership preferences challenge ours in a multitude of ways. This Sunday is Palm Sunday. Jesus, surrounded by thousands of pilgrims headed to the Passover feast, opts for a small beast of burden to carry him into the city. Why? Because he is a lowly king, a gentle leader who has come on his Father's behalf to bring salvation. May today's service encourage you, bless you, and challenge you as together we worship the lowly king. Blessings from the desk of Pastor Keith. The Ajax Baptist Church Sunday Morning Service Online, April 5, 2020. On behalf of Pastor Keith Edwards and the entire family here at Ajax Baptist Church, we're delighted that you've joined us for this week's online Sunday morning worship service. The text is Matthew 21, 1-11, and the message is entitled, Who is Jesus? The Lowly King. Now, here's Pastor Keith.
Well, good morning. Welcome to our Palm Sunday service. We're going to begin with a passage of Scripture from Psalm 118. This was the passage of Scripture read and sung by Jesus as he and his disciples finished the upper room celebration. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Let Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the house of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever. When hard pressed, I cry to the Lord. He brought me into a spacious place. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me? The Lord is with me. He is my helper. I look in triumph on my enemies. Would you join us as we sing together, There is a Redeemer, Jesus, God's own Son. Worship God together in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you that there is a Redeemer in Jesus Christ, your one and only Son. Thank you that you love the world so much that you gave him for us. God demonstrated his own love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Thank you for this day of celebration. We worship Jesus, who is the Christ. we worship the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and as we celebrate with him the triumphal entry into Jerusalem, may our faith be strengthened. May our hearts be changed. May our lives be transformed as we worship. We long to be a company of worshipers who worship you in spirit and in truth. So help us to that end for your great glory by the power of your Spirit who indwells your people. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Lord, we pray. Amen. Hosanna, loud Hosanna. Let's sing together. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Lord, we lift up your name with hearts full of praise.
Hail the power of Jesus' name. Usually in our service, we have a time of announcements and offering. Obviously, as we're scattered in our homes today, we won't follow the same protocol, but we do worship the Lord through our giving. Earlier this week, we sent out a reminder, and we're grateful for the support through checks, through e-transfers, and we're thankful to God for his provision. And so I invite you to pray for our missionaries, pray for the work of the gospel, pray as we transition into this new reality that God will use us and lead us, and that the services will be a blessing to the community and to those anywhere in the world who tune in. And I'd encourage you to invite friends and neighbors and family to tune into our website, to join us, and to worship God with us. Let me lead us in prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider. And we have been caused to recognize in these recent days how much we need your provision. Father, we pray for your mercy to be extended to our country, to our world. We pray for those, even from our own congregation, who are serving you on the front lines, for those who are serving as doctors, as nurses, as firefighters, as police, for those who serve in the stores that are still open. We pray for your protection and your provision for them. Thank you for them, and we pray that you would guide and provide for them the daily strength they need. We pray for our missionaries and pray that where they are, that they would be led by your Spirit, that you would guide them in innovative ways of connecting with their community, in connecting with the various countries that you have called them in which to serve. We pray for our seniors. Lord, we lift up those who are battling loneliness, those who've been cut off with direct contact with family. We pray again, too, for workers, for PSWs and nurses and others providing care in these long-term facilities. Grant the grace that is needed. Grant a special sense of your presence. We pray for each one in our church family. And, Father, for those who are particularly weakened, those who are struggling with health issues, we pray that they might sense your healing touch. We pray that your grace would be evident. Your word reminds us that your grace is made perfect in our weakness. Lord, none of us would choose to be weak, but when you permit it, we thank you that we may turn to you, we may pray for one another, we may lift up each other and pray that your grace would prove sufficient. We rest in the hope and comfort your word gives us when you remind us God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. So grant to us, Lord, a deep sense of your presence. Still our troubled hearts. Grant us a great sense of your peace. Grant us wisdom in our interaction with those around us who together with us are feeling the challenges that these changes have brought. Lead us forward, and Lord, we pray for wisdom for those in authority over us, that those at various levels of government would have a clear mind, that they would be given wisdom, that they would realize that the resources they have are so limited, and may they be driven to seek your help. We thank you for Jesus Christ and pray that as we seek to live out our lives in obedience to him, that you would go ahead of us. And Lord, as we open your word later, we pray in Jesus' name that you would direct our steps and remarkably teach us your way. For we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Well, this being Palm Sunday, we're going to sing a very classic Palm Sunday hymn, All Glory, Laud, and Honor to Thee, Redeemer King. Amen.
Well, good morning. The King is coming. The King is coming. The King is coming. Are you having a blessed Palm Sunday? What a difference a year makes. We're celebrating this important day in the church calendar as individuals, as families, separated from each other because a new reality has dominated our world. The reality of this coronavirus, COVID-19. I want to take you back to the first Palm Sunday, and I want you to join me in gazing in wonder at our King, the lowly King, the victorious King, the saving King. Would you take your Bibles, please, and turn to Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21. This time I want to read from the New International Version.
And Matthew writes, as they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, tell him that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet, "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt, placed their cloaks on them, and Jesus sat on them. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Won't you join me in prayer? Father in heaven, thank you for this day, this Lord's Day, this Palm Sunday, this day when we celebrate the triumphal entry of our Lord into the city of Jerusalem. Thank you, Lord, that we may interrupt our schedules, we may pause and reflect on who Jesus Christ truly is. Thank you for your word. Thank you for preserving it for us. Thank you for those who gave their time and energy to translate it into a language we understand. Father, with your word open before us, we pray that our hearts likewise would be open before you this day. Teach us your will. Teach us your word. May the same Spirit of God who guided Matthew to pen these words guide us to understand and apply them to our lives. Lead us, we pray, for your name's sake. Amen. Well, we're on a journey with Jesus to Jerusalem. The journey is almost over as we come to Matthew 21. Jesus and his disciples had left Galilee, which was the northern province of Israel. They'd left many days before, and they'd walked a distance of over 80 miles. They had joined with hundreds, even thousands of other men as they collectively made their way from their towns and villages up to Jerusalem. You'll recall that they were headed there for Passover, one of the three feasts that were celebrated in this great city, in the city of the great king, the city of David, namely Jerusalem. I don't know about you, but I love traveling. My wife and I love road trips, and we've taken several various lengths in Canada and the United States. And as we travel, we try to take it all in, try to get a sense of the landscape and a bit of the culture and the climate, all that each community offers. Some communities we simply drive through. Others we've stopped at, and we've looked around at some of the tourist attractions. We've tried to get to know that city, that community a little better, and those impressions are still in our mind. Well, here we are on the road between Jericho, where Jesus had healed those two blind men, and Jerusalem. And between these two cities, there was a small village, a small community. You know the kind, where everybody knows everybody. I grew up in such a community. We used to joke that the welcome to our village and the thanks for coming sign were on the same signposts. I mean, we're talking small community. But this small community, Bethpage, was not insignificant. Small things aren't insignificant in God's plan, are they? There are no small people in God's plan. God had a purpose for Bethpage. And as we come to this passage, we want to focus on Jesus Christ as the lowly king. Who is Jesus? He is the lowly king. And as we come to this account, we see him, first of all, as the commanding king. As they approached Jerusalem, as they neared the city and came to this little community on the Mount of Olives, Jesus, it says, verse 1, Jesus sent two disciples. He sent them on a mission. He sent them with specific instructions. He sent them, he said to them, go. And you'll find a donkey in this village. Untie them both. Bring them to me. And of course, if anybody says anything to you, tell them the Lord needs them. And he will send them right away. Can you imagine these two disciples walking in thinking, what has he asked us to do? Can you imagine someone walking out of your property, untying your dog, if you have one, and saying to you, well, the Lord needs it. It's remarkable in this text that the owner complied. That, to me, is amazing. The Lord needs it, and he released it. He allowed the donkey and its colt to be taken by these two men. But how specific were Jesus' instructions? Go to this community, go to this village, to this address, to this house, to where this donkey is, you will find. Not you might find, or I hope you find, you will find. Jesus knew that donkey was there. You will find a mother donkey and her colt. Untie them. Release them. And bring them to me. And tell the owner I need them. The Lord needs them. Well, I love the response that we find in verse 6. It says, the disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. What a pattern of obedience. I wonder how obedient we are. How are we obeying what Jesus has instructed us? I doubt if any of us today have been asked by the Lord to go and untie some donkeys. But I'm sure there's some other specific instructions that Jesus Christ is talking to you and talking to me about. Specific directions, a specific command, a specific imperative, as it were, where he wants us to do something. Oh, may it be said of us as it was said of the disciples, they went and did as Jesus instructed them. They obeyed. I grew up singing a number of hymns, and I know we love to sing hymns here at Ajax Baptist. And one of the hymns we sang so often was Trust and Obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. That's God's call, isn't it? That's the call of Christ on those of us who claim to be disciples. Trust him and obey him. So the commanding king, this lowly king, is a commanding king. He's in charge. He's Lord. He's Lord over the donkey. He is master over his disciples. And he sends them where he chooses to send them. He directs them where he wants them to go. Well, as he mounts the back of the donkey, we see Jesus as the compassionate king. Matthew records in verse 4, this took place, this selecting of the donkey, this bringing of the donkey to Jesus. It took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. Join me, Matthew says. Let's go back into the Old Testament. You have on your sermon notes for today an overview of the books of the Old Testament. We have the books of law, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. We have the books of history. Those books that unpack the history of God's people from Joshua all the way to Esther. Then we have the books of poetry, Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Songs of Solomon. And then we have the books of prophecy. And in the books of prophecy, the prophets anticipate by faith, under the direction of God the Holy Spirit, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And now here in the New Testament, Matthew, guided by that same Holy Spirit who directed Isaiah and led Zechariah, Matthew directs our attention as the reader of this book back into the book of Isaiah. back into the books of prophecy. He invites us to turn back to look at Isaiah 62, verse 11. If you have your Bibles open, turn back with me, please, to Isaiah 62 and verse 11. Isaiah writes, "The Lord has made proclamation to the ends of the earth. Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your Savior comes. See, his reward is with him." Here is Isaiah 700 or more years before Jesus was born, and he is announcing this proclamation. God has declared to the ends of the earth, to the nations of the world, "Listen, daughter of Zion. Listen, Jewish people. Your Savior comes. Your Redeemer is here. Your Master is on his way. See, his reward is with him." And then Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. This is the fulfillment. "Say to the daughter of Zion, see, your king comes to you. Gentle," notice, "gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." Your king is coming. The king is coming. The king is coming. The king who is humble. The king who is lowly. The king who is gentle. The king who is meek. The king who is mild. He's coming to you. Will you receive him? Will you welcome him? He's a king coming in peace, not war. He's coming in humility, not pride. He's coming in service, not domination. The king is coming. He came that first time. He came to Jerusalem, and by God's grace and in fulfillment of God's plan, he will come again. Are we ready? Am I ready? Are you ready for this king to come? He will come at a future day, not in on the back of a donkey, but on the back of a white horse, to conquer, to lead the armies of the saints in a victorious domination. He will have dominion from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. This king is not only the commanding king, but he is the compassionate king. He is gentle. He's approachable. He's meek. He's mild. Little children felt comfortable with him. Those with broken lives, those who knew themselves to be sinners, knew that in Jesus Christ there was a Savior. There was one filled with compassion, filled with mercy. We've seen that through the Gospels, haven't we? Those two blind men back in Jericho crying out, "Jesus, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on us." Oh, isn't that the cry of your heart? I know it's the cry of my heart today. I need this compassionate king. I love this compassionate king. He is humble. He is lowly. He is gentle. He is meek. He's approachable. And he holds out his arms to me. He holds out his arms to you and he says, "Come. Come as you are. Come in your sin. Come in your brokenness. And come and receive what I offer to you." Well, how did the people respond? As the disciples went and did as Jesus instructed them in verse 6, they brought the donkey, they brought the colt, these two beasts of burden. They placed their cloaks on them and Jesus sat on them. And a very large crowd, these worshipers who'd come to celebrate Passover, took off their outer garments. They spread their cloaks in a parade of color down the road, while others cut branches from the trees and waving these palm branches back and forth, they spread them on the road. And the crowds that were ahead of the donkeys and the crowds that were behind Christ shouted. The echo, I'm sure, could be heard for miles or kilometers through that region. What were they shouting? "Hosanna to the Son of David. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes to the name of the Lord." You see, the crowds kept building and building and building. There was no social distancing that day, was there? Let's consider the curiosity-generating king. Who is this? Who are the crowds saying to save us? To whom are the crowds saying, "Hosanna, help us"? Hosanna, Bless us. Hosanna, rescue us. We need you. We honor you. We welcome you. Oh, have you this Palm Sunday told Jesus Christ how your heart is stirred towards him? Lord, I need you. Lord, I honor you. Lord, I welcome you. Lord, I love you. Hosanna, save us. Rescue us. Deliver us. Well, when Jesus entered Jerusalem, verse 10, it says the whole city was stirred and asked, who is this? Look at that word stirred. It's the word that is used in other passages to describe earthquakes. The whole city was shaken. The whole city was awakened. The whole city was troubled, disturbed. The whole city was impacted by the coming of Jesus. Why is there so much excitement? Because of who he is. Who is this? Who is this? The answer comes from the mouth of the crowds. The crowds answered, this is Jesus. This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee. Let us introduce you to him. Let us introduce him to you. This is Jesus. This curiosity-generating king is none other than Jesus, who is called the Christ. Oh, during these days of the pandemic, which is gripping so many of our communities with fear, let us turn in fresh faith to Jesus Christ, the lowly king. He is the commanding king. He directs his followers, his disciples, those of us who claim to be following him. Let us let him direct us. Let us let him lead us. Give us instructions, and may we respond in obedience. He is the compassionate king, not only the commanding king, he is the compassionate king. Oh, what gentleness. Oh, what mercy is seen in the very conduct of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in his very character. Oh, may we reflect his compassion for lost sinners. May we reflect his love, his mercy, which he showed so abundantly. And then as people are stirred up, as there is a curiosity generated, as Christ impacts our communities and people say to us, who is this? Oh, may we direct their attention to Jesus Christ. May we say with our hearts, with our lives, with our mouths, this is Jesus. Oh, let's welcome him on this Palm Sunday 2020 with all that we're facing, with all that lies ahead in terms of uncertainty. Let's welcome this lowly king to Ajax, to Pickering, to Whitby, to Oshawa, to Durham region, to Ontario, to Canada. May we with one accord say, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. May God bless you. And may you find fresh joy, fresh faith to face the future, fresh hope, fresh confidence as you bow and worship this very day and worship our lowly King. Join me in prayer as we close. Father, thank you for Jesus who's called the Christ. Thank you for preserving for us in your word these accounts of his triumphal entry, his entry in power, his entry in glory, his coming as the lowly king, his coming as the commanding king, the compassionate king, the curiosity generating king. He comes. Oh, Father, may we welcome him today. May we welcome him into our hearts, into our lives, into our homes, into our communities. Lead on, O King Eternal. Lead us forward in the plan you have for us. Direct our steps. Fill us with your Spirit. Guide us by your grace. And may this day be a day of victory. May it be a day of joy. For we worship you through Jesus Christ, who is the Lord. Amen.
We hope you've enjoyed our online worship service. For the time being, this is how the family at Ajax Baptist Church will continue to worship together. If you have questions or comments, you're invited to call Pastor Keith at 905-683-4802. Please stop in again for our Good Friday and Easter Sunday online services. Blessings from Pastor Keith Edwards and the entire family here at Ajax Baptist Church.